With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to get green. Doug Oster and Jessica Walliser are in the house. All natural, no pesticides, no artificial ingredients. The Organic Gardeners. News Radio 1020 KDK.
You know, I have never seen this guy so excited. Not because he's just about has everyone ready to go with him to Ireland, and he continues to be an award-winning author and videographer. He works for the Trib. He and Jessica Walliser are two of the most popular radio personalities, TV personalities in Pittsburgh. But he's actually going to be doing the Organic Gardeners next Sunday, 6 a.m. to 7, on site, Coons Market, McKnight Road, where we have the annual feast of the seven fishes. So it's official, my son. Bless you. You are now a wannabe, an Italian, because you will be there on premise, 6 a.m. to 7, Feast of the Seven Fishes, Coons Market, McKnight Road. You and Jessica Walliser, 1 week from today, Christmas Eve. Good morning.
Well, wait a minute. I'm Italian by marriage.
Well, that's right.
You forgot about that. Yeah, we got the feast. We celebrate the Feast of Seven Fishes. So, oh, yeah, I can't wait. Next week at Coons, certainly makes an easy drive for me.
You just roll over the hill.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I roll down the hill.
Here he comes.
So, yeah, next week, Jess and I are going to be at Coons Market on McKnight Road, 6 a.m. instead of 7 a.m. That's going to be fun. I can't wait. You know, I love that Feast of Seven Fishes show. We didn't know about the Feast of Seven Fishes until that show, until we moved to Pittsburgh.
So you actually do the
feast? Oh, man, it's a huge deal in our house now. It's huge. I mean, she's going to drive back to Ohio, get her mom, get her uncle. My son is driving up with his girlfriend from Virginia. My other son and his fiance are coming. Friends are coming over. Friends of friends are coming over because they're so excited. You know, yeah, this is it for us. This is the big holiday for us, that Feast of Seven Fishes.
What kind of fish do you have?
Oh, it's unbelievable. She'll write a menu out on a chalkboard every year on what it's going to be, and she thinks about it all year long what it's going to be. But it's just, of course, you got to have bacala.
Oh yeah.
But you know, there'll be calamari. There'll be there's just everything you could possibly imagine. I mean, it's just, and it's not seven. It's just odd number.
Yeah.
It just has to be an odd number. And it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. And everybody is just excited for the new things. I love the bacala. I love the whole process of getting that dried, salted fish, soaking it in water, changing the water. Yeah. So,
well, the good thing about that menu, you don't feel bloated by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You must really hit it hard then.
You can't move.
Really? With seafood? Everything you
17
see, you
different
eat.
Seafoods? Yeah, sometimes it's 17. Yeah.
Now, does she put them like in sauce and
everything? Yeah, there'll be a pasta dishes. There'll be there'll be just a million different, you know, it could be linguine and clam sauce, you know,
good
any way that you can use, you know, and it's all from bought locally. So,
okay, my question to you is this: how many times do people come up to you this time of year? How do I keep my poinsettia alive? Every time I see a poinsettia, yeah, I think of you and Jessica and somebody saying, hey, what's the best way to take care of this thing?
You know, every time I think of a poinsettia, I think of Janoskis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
definitely.
So I posted something the other day that Mike taught me, that when you're looking for a poinsettia, look at that very center, what's called the beads. That's the actual flowers. And you're looking for the colors of red and green. And that's the freshest poinsettia will not be bloomed out to that yellow yet. But the number one thing people do to kill their poinsettia is over water. You know, they leave that foil on and they just keep pouring water on it, and the water can't drain out. I've got poinsettias on the windowsill that are, you know, a year old, 2 years old, just by keeping them on the dry side.
And you throw nothing out.
Oh, I'm throwing anything away. Are you crazy?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not throwing. I'm not throwing anything. Yeah, I don't throw anything away.
Hey,
my wife's going to throw me away because I'm not throwing anything away.
No, no, she'll bury you in the fall, and you'll come back in the spring. You're a perennial.
I'm a daffodil. I like a daffodil.
Yeah, right. We'll plant you in the spring, and you'll come back in the fall. Hey, before you move on, we love Janoskis. We love all of these folks that help us with this program. But please talk about what the Sorgel family is about to do. When I say you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020.
Yeah, next weekend when we do this 6 a.m. show from Coons, Randy is offering a $100 gift certificate next week. And that's a big deal. You know, I stopped at Sorgel's a couple days ago on my way back from the office and sat with Randy. That deli, they had these pulled pork paninis.
Stop.
And then I love their coleslaw. You know, I asked for a side of coleslaw, and the woman went down and got this little cup. I said, no, the bigger one, the bigger one. We just had the best time. Went back and sat in Randy's office and just talked gardening, talked about the business, talked about plants. You know, it was just a wonderful time.
Do you have a real tree in your house?
We will. My wife usually goes out like 2 days before Christmas. You know, we always say, we're not going to have a real tree this year. Yeah, it gets best messy. We got the Feast of Seven Fishes to get ready for, and then she'll bring one back. That's
how many people come to your house for this feast thing?
Well, you got family, which is probably about 10, and then you've got friends, which adds another, you know, 8, 9, 10.
What time
people.
Do you start eating?
Well, actually, that's a funny question, because I've got some people that like to come and, you know, like they have their own
thing to do, right?
So they come over in the afternoon and maybe have a glass of wine and some pasta, maybe some squid or whatever it might be.
Smells must be amazing.
It is. The one thing that I love, and people, this might gross people up, but using the ink from the squid on the pasta, I love that. I just love that flavor.
Well, you really are into this, aren't you?
Oh, man, this is...
You're like giddy.
Oh, my son, both my sons, this is just like...
That's great.
We just talk and talk and talk about it and just can't wait. And people... You know, people are coming now that haven't come before because, you know, you always thought they had some place to go, you know. Let me talk real quickly, too, before we get out of the break. But coming up next, my friend Randy Schultz is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about all these cool last-minute Christmas gifts. And he's calling from, where is it? Out west, New Mexico. And so it's 5 in the morning out there. And he said, I'd only do it for you, Doug.
Hey, this is the world's first radio station. We're like doing him a favor now.
That's right.
That's right. That's ever forget
Although
that.
I appreciate him coming on.
Hey, we're going to do that when we come back. But listen, just please, once again, you know, I love the Janoski family, and it's just such a wonderful place. And we've talked about Sorgel's, and there's so many others on this program, and you're much more connected to them than I am. Just urge people to get out and support them, because this is really a big time of year.
All your local businesses. You know, Jess and I always talk about it. Support them. You know, when you talk about Janoski's, Patty gave me some of these products that have the Janoski name on them.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
Applesauce, salsa.
Oh, yeah, I had applesauce. The salsa was great. What else did she give me? Spaghetti sauce was great. The pickles were great, you know. I didn't want to say anything about the pickles because Jessica makes really great bread.
Does
and
she?
She makes really good bread and butter pickles, but the Janoski's ones are pretty good.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah. And a couple other products, too, she gave me. It was all great. I texted her back. I'm like... Because I had the produce, too, so I'm like roasted Brussels sprouts, doing this. She said, sounds great. And that big new farm market they're making is pretty cool.
And you see all the pictures of the family from generation to generation. It's good stuff.
Go out and support your local businesses.
And support him in the Tribune Review. What are you doing lately, and then we go into break? What do you got going?
Oh, you know, I just wrote about, you know, of course, last-minute Christmas gifts, and I'm trying to think what's next is plants with winter interest. I spent the day with Phil Grushka from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. He's 65 years old. I couldn't keep up with him walking up and down these hills at the park, but he showed me all these cool plants that we look at now that we can plant in the spring so that we have color next year at this time.
All right. He is Doug Oster. Jessica Wallace are off this Sunday morning. Coming right back. We got a lot of folks already wanting to talk to Doug, but we'll do that after our special guest. So please stay with us. Good morning.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green. The Organic Gardeners. Is Radio 1020 KDKA.
I am so excited to have Randy Schultz on the show. He is a content editor for Home and Garden and Homestead.com. Randy and I go way back, and it really starts with a pair of sloggers. Sloggers are an awesome, awesome garden shoe, and I asked him if he would ask the company to make me some shoes that have the women's colors but are in men's sizes. How did that go over, Randy?
At first, they didn't believe that there was actually a man in Pittsburgh that wanted those shoes, I got to admit.
Oh,
and
but
then once they got over the shock and they had that, you know, they had to actually run a special pair or two of shoes in men's sizes in one of the more popular women's patterns, a pansy flower pattern that's really bright.
Turquoise.
Then they liked them. They actually said, this guy is going to start a trend or something.
Tell them about the shoe, though. I'm wearing them right now, actually. I wear them everywhere, not just in the garden, because I love them.
Well, Sloggers makes outdoor shoes and boots in a wide variety of colorful patterns, as you know. And the whole idea is to make waterproof footwear fun, you know? Just because you're out in the garden and you're doing muddy, you know, wet work, doesn't mean that you have to just wear work boots, you know? It could be fun. So women across the country have embraced Sloggers in all kinds of different prints and patterns, flowers, and they've got a great chicken pattern, you know, to kind of honor the folks that are raising backyard chickens.
That's what I'm wearing today, my chicken pattern.
So anyway, women love these shoes, and unfortunately for most guys like me, we're stuck with wearing either basic black or basic brown Sloggers. And they're great shoes. They're just, you know, they're just not as colorful as the women's shoes.
Well, normal people are going to want the normal colors, right?
That's what they told me.
Tell people a little bit about what you do and why we're talking about all these products.
Well, as the content editor of Home Garden and Homestead.com, I'm in a position to see some really cool new stuff that comes through for homes and gardens every year. And so this time of year, we go through everything we've seen, and we put out a list of our favorite holiday gifts for home and garden, right? A lot of the stuff is gardening stuff. A lot of it is decorative things for your kitchen or your home. But we go through the impressive list of stuff that we've seen, and we say, what's the really cool stuff? What would people like to get as Christmas gifts? So that's what we're talking about.
One of the things that has been a big hit, and I took it on TV, and people went crazy for it, the Italian herb jar kit. That thing is cool.
That thing is totally cool. That's from waysidegardens.com. And that's one of those things that where it's great for a gardener, but it's also great for somebody who's never really grown anything ever. But everybody likes to eat. Everybody likes fresh herbs. And anybody who's an avid cook loves to reach right over on their kitchen counter and pluck fresh herbs from, you know, growing containers for something they're creating in the kitchen. So the Italian herb jar kit basically lets you grow the big three of Italian herbs, basil, oregano, and Italian parsley, in these really nice decorative mason-type jars. They've made the jars out of colored glass to make them even cooler looking. But it's kind of a hydroponic growing system that anybody can do. And the kit includes everything you need to grow the herbs. And, you know, I mean, it's a great presentation on your, like I said, like, put it on your kitchen counter, any place that gets, a bright windowsill, anywhere that's light and bright, and you can grow these herbs, and it's very satisfying, you know. It's very satisfying to cook with your own fresh herb.
No doubt about it. And one of the tools on your list is one that I've been playing with. I've used the bigger version, the Cobra Head big weeder. But
yeah, the Cobra Head hand tool.
Yeah, that mini weeder is cool.
The original Cobra Head hand tool came out about 15 years ago. It was invented by a guy in Wisconsin who was never, you know, really an inventor before. But he was using one of these old-fashioned five-tined hand-digging tiller cultivators, and one of the tines came loose and broke off. And he started digging in the dirt with just the single tine. He said, hey, I'm on to something. So he perfected the design of the tine, and it really does sort of look like a cobra head. It's just a little bit fatter at the end than on the rest of the blade. In any event, one of the things that customers told him is, we love this hand tool, but could you come out with a smaller version? You know, it's a little too big for some jobs. Women like the tool, but it was a little big for their hand. So the mini weeder is the perfect answer for that. It came out this year. It's the same basic idea. It's just a smaller version. And it's really great for getting in, you know, like precision weeding in a vegetable garden or even in a big container. Just a great tool for $22.
And that's cobrahead.com. And then real quick, we got about a minute left. That power planter auger you sent me 2 years ago has become my number one tool in the garden.
Isn't it great? I know I saw a video of you not long ago, and you were planting, I don't know, 200 daffodil bulbs
yep.
in November or December, which is crazy. God bless you for it. but it's the greatest way to plant a whole bunch of bulbs or transplants because you stick this auger in your power drill, and you can drill a hole in about, what, 3 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds? Versus having to hand dig it with a trowel.
And then to find all this information out, just go to homestead.com. You can find all the information there. Most of those products are also available at everybodygardens.com.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Randy. And, of course, now Doug wants to hear from you. He's ready to take your calls, and we're going to talk to Barb and Level Green when we get back after CBS Radio News at the bottom of the hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, why not be the 10th caller right now to win an amazing gift certificate from Sorgles, 412-922-1020. Don't forget, it is Joe and Frank Dentisi coming up next hour, the Coons Cooking Hour, Christmas Dinner and Traditions on News Radio 1020 KDK. Good morning, everybody.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green, the Organic Gardeners. News Radio 1020 KDK.
All right, let's get that 10th caller right now to win that gift certificate from Janoski's for a $25 gift certificate. And don't forget poinsettias. No one does it better than Janoski's. They're there every day, 7 days a week, 8 to 6. Before we get to the phones, and by the way, we have some lines available right now at 866-391-1020. Mr. Oster is talking Ireland.
That's right. It's almost sold out. I have a few seats left. You've got to make the decision pretty quick here, I think. I'm headed to Ireland in June, and we're going to go across most of the country. It's an 11-day trip. It's the best price point I've ever offered. One of the highlights will be seeing Powers Court Gardens. It's been chosen as the third greatest garden in the world by National Geographic. We'll see lots of other gardens, but this is also a trip just to see Ireland also. We're going to see Dublin, Kilkenny, Waterford, Blarney Castle, Killarney, Ring of Kerry. We've got a farm visit, Cliffs of Moher. It's just going to be amazing. We get a personal guide that takes us from the minute we fly into Ireland till the time that we leave. All the information I posted this morning on my Facebook page, or you can see it at everybodygardens.com, my other site, or you can just give me a call at 412-965-3278, 412-965-3278. And real quick before we go to the phones, I'm telling you, Jessica's new book about container gardening is amazing. Now, we're friends, we work together, but I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. I looked through that book and I was blown away by how beautiful it is. It's the most comprehensive book on growing in containers I've ever seen and filled with all these cool projects. Check it out. You can see it at jessicawalliser.com or just take a look at it on Amazon. All right, Rob, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's say hi to Barb. Hey, Barb, how you doing? Good morning. Welcome to KDK.
Good morning. Thanks, Doug, for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. And you?
Ah, doing good this morning.
Glad to hear that. Hey, before I ask you my one question about leaf petunias, I wanted to thank you because about a month ago on PTL, you talked about oak leaf hydrangeas.
Yeah.
And we ran out and bought two of them, and we are so happy with the colors, just like you said.
Oh, that's
beautiful plant.
Yeah, it's awesome because it's not just a one-trick pony. And you imagine you bought it in the fall, and you love it already. Wait until you see those big white conical blooms. They fade to pink and almost red. And even all winter, once that thing loses its leaves, you'll see that it has this beautiful exfoliating bark. So I'm excited for you that you got a couple of those oak leaf hydrangeas. It's one of my favorite plants.
Well, thank you. Because of you, I'm hoping they're going to be one of mine also.
All right.
Okay, here's my question. We bought a wave petunia plant last year. You know, when you see them in the store, they're so beautiful, and they're this big, they're overflowing, and they're colorful. And we bought it, and we put it in a good plant planter, and it made a flower, and then the flower died, and it grew an inch, and it made a flower. And we ended up with these long, leggy plants, but it wasn't this full, big wave petunia like you always see in the store.
What
did we do wrong?
What was the lighting like? Was it out there in the full sun?
Outside in the full sun, got water every day, fertilized it.
No kidding. Because usually those wave petunias are going to town. You know, that's unusual. And you say that the soil was good soil, right? Plus you were watering and fertilizing.
Yes.
I'm really not sure. I'm not sure if you did anything wrong. Maybe something happened to that plant before you got it. I wouldn't give up on wave petunias because that whole wave series, and there's a million of them, usually is indestructible and puts flowers on like crazy. I might consider a bigger pot, you know, next year. And other than that, I think you're doing all the right things.
Okay. We'll try it again next year.
All right. Give me a call next year if there's any problems.
All right. Let's say congratulations to Paul from Cannonsburg, winner of that $25 gift certificate from the good folks at Janoski's. Here's Chris in Indiana. Chris, good morning. You're on the air with Doug Oster at KDK.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Rob. Yes, I have a question about a orchid. I bought an orchid back, it's probably a Memorial Day weekend. It was one of those. It was on sale. I think it was probably forced for Easter, and I still have it, you know, after it bloomed for a long time. Then I cut it back, and this is the first time I've ever had an orchid, so I'm really not sure. Maybe I was doing the wrong thing.
So
but
let's stop.
I cut it back.
Let's stop right there. So when you say you cut it back, what does that mean? Taking the entire stem all the way to the bottom? Is that what you did? Or
no.
Okay.
I took it down to... I thought I read that you should take it down to like the last, like a little nodule.
That sounds right.
About 6 inches or 4 inches, something like that. Okay, from the pot, and I keep it, you know, watered and, you know, but the leaves look beautiful. They're nice and green and shiny, and they look healthy. But I'm not getting any. You know, I don't know. Is the thing dead?
No.
Okay.
So here's
what do I do with it?
It sounds again like you're doing everything right. The thing we have to watch is the watering.
Let's
be sure that you kind of keep that more on the dry side than the wet side. Think of how it grows in the wild. It's basically in a tree, and the water just goes right through it. It needs water.
Right.
It needs water, but you don't want to soak it. As long as those leaves look good, you're in good shape. Now here's what you're
going to. They look very healthy. Yeah, I didn't know if it was going to bloom again or if it's, like I said, if it was just dead and it's just, you know, I wasn't sure what the.
So here's what we do.
I've never had them before.
What we do to try and get it to bloom again. And we're going to wait until you're going to just treat it as a house plant for now. As soon as we get to about mid-February, where the days are longer, you start you start fertilizing what we call weekly.
Okay.
And so you're using a liquid organic-based fertilizer at half strength, maybe even a little less. And every time you water it, you just give it that instead of just water. And then it's going to bloom when it's ready to bloom. And so, as I said, once it does start to send up another flower stalk or another stalk from the one that you cut back, you're going to get that same thing. You're going to get those buds, and you're going to get those long, like it could bloom for 6 months, and then it's going to go into that process again where it might be another year until it blooms. And so it just depends.
Oh.
Depends on the lighting, depends on the feeding. And
to be a warm room, I moved it to a warmer bedroom right now. I had it in a room that got a lot of sun, but the room wasn't so warm. So I just recently moved it into a warmer, you know, bedroom thinking, well, maybe that would be a little, you know, maybe that would help it.
To tell you the truth, you'd prefer to have the light and cooler temperatures, then no light and warmer. Then so I would put it back to where you would, and just be patient with it. As like I said, as long as those leaves look good, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, they look great.
And when it starts blooming again, call us back and let us know how beautiful it is.
Okay, great. And the liquid fertilizer, would it be something like I use for my violets?
Sure. That would work fine. That would actually be a good choice because it's probably formulated to make things bloom, and so that would be a good idea.
Okay, great. Thanks
for
so
your
much.
Call.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to check some sports and then more of your phone calls. Hey, Doug is waiting to hear from you at 866-391-1020. You can text us at that number or Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDK.com. Next hour, Joe and Frank Dentisi, the Coons Cooking Hour. It's all about Christmas dinner and traditions as the holiday is approaching.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green. The Organic Gardeners. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, it's time to talk to Doug. And don't forget Christmas dinner, seafood, traditions, all that stuff. Joe and Frank Dentisi coming up next hour. Then Jim and Jamie Meredith, Heffron Tillotson, and your money and you. Then we talk Steelers New England and wrap it up on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Let's go out to Cecil and say good morning to Debbie. Debbie, you're on the Organic Gardeners on KDK. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm fine. Hey, Doug, I just want to make a comment. If anybody's looking for a Christmas item for a gardener, the auger that we got from you that you sell that was at the home show is the best item that anybody could buy a gardener because it makes your life so much easier.
Yeah. Tell me about what did you use it for?
Well, we bought it this past year. I mean, and I was him-hawing about it, and I thought, oh, it can't be the greatest thing like that. But I bought it, and boy, I'm going to tell you what, I'm so sorry I didn't buy it years ago. I used it to plant my bulbs. I, like you, am busy working, you know, find these great buys and say, oh, I'm going to get them put in, and before you know it, it's the beginning of December.
Right.
So I must have put in 160 bulbs in an hour's time.
Wow.
One night. I was out there. I had the floodlights on, and I was going to town. It was one of those beautiful nights. The soil was dry. I could get in and out of there. And I'm telling you, anybody that is stuck for somebody, you know, for a Christmas gift, and they're a gardener, you've got to go and buy them this because they will love you and cherish it for the rest of their life.
Oh, that's a great testimonial right there. That I got that power planter auger from our first guest, Randy Schultz. He sent me three of them. And I gave one to an inexperienced gardener. I took one and I gave one to a mid-range gardener, and everybody came back with the same results that you are talking about. It's called the Power Planter Auger. It's available at everybodygardens.com. And it's a short auger as opposed, you know, I used augers for 20, 30 years. Instead of being really long, it's nice and short. You can be on your knees. It's built like a rock. And, yeah, like you said, I put 300 dafts in a couple weeks ago, and it took me about an hour and 15 minutes.
And you know what? It's just, it's so easy to use. You know, I thought I was going to get, like, stuck in the soil with whatever. No, I mean, females can use it. You know, men can use it. It's just a great, easy tool. And for somebody, again, as I said, who loves to garden and planting those bulbs, as you all know, I mean, that's a killer on your hand.
Oh, yeah.
This makes it so much easier. And a gift like that will go a long way for a gardener. So I just wanted to give you a comment.
Well, thank you very much.
Christmas.
I sure appreciate that. You know, I
think she said she really is happy.
Yeah, I think she likes it. I try and tell people, but, you know, they might think it's a sales pitch, I guess, or something. But all these garden products that are in everybodygardens.com, it's just the stuff that I use. And, boy, when I found that auger, man, that thing, you know, you put that in a 20-volt drill, and, man, you can go to town.
Packet of seeds or two, always good for somebody, too.
Yeah, definitely. I was at both Sorgles and Hahn, and I saw that there were some seeds still around, you know, cheap. It's definitely a great gift. That's a great stocking stuffer. The other thing I love is I've got this, again, this thing I've been using for almost 30 years called AccuSharp. It's just this little hand thing that sharpens your shovel, your hoe, your pruners, garden or kitchen knives. I love that thing because when you, like, I'm using my grandparents' tools and I want them to last forever. And so I'm using something else to keep those wooden handles going, but keep that blade sharp.
Are you slowing down as a gardener?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I hate to say it because, you know, I'm 58. I am slowing down. I have the
same. It's because you're just too busy or your body.
I'm starting to feel some stuff. I'm starting to, you know, I got a hip and a shoulder. You know what I mean? I actually was back in Ohio yesterday visiting my mom. It's actually a sweet little picture I got. I put on my Facebook yesterday of my mom hugging my little brother. My little brother is 57.
Oh.
56. Oh, wait, 56 and a half, they were saying yesterday. But yeah, it was just, I happened to have my phone out and my mom just, and so we're back there and we were all talking, you know, they're 56 and a half, I'm 58, all talking about the, you know,
the process
of this getting a little older. You got to, you know, you work smarter, but, you know.
What advice would you give? Because you have a lot of fans of all ages. Say you have some people in their 30s who really are into this and really love the whole idea. Would you kind of tell them to, you know, enjoy what you have done, reap the benefits, the harvest, as opposed to always thinking about the next planning? Because no matter who you are, your body can't keep up with
right.
that.
Do as I say, not as I do. And Jessica says the same thing. Now, Jessica was taking care of, I think it was 12 gardens at some point. And, you know, she worked so hard. And I really overdid it. You know, I really overdid it. I think of the day that I put in, or the week that I put in the fence for my existing vegetable garden, and how it was, you know, 95 degrees. I was digging post holes. I wasn't drinking water. I was drinking beer. That was stupid, you know. And the other thing is stretch. You know, especially when we get to the beginning of the season, don't just go out that first day and dig, and then just, you know.
And sunscreen, too.
Oh, man. I can't say enough about that. I, you know, again, I'm so fair-skinned, and I didn't take care of myself the right way when I was younger. Now I am so careful about sunscreen. Always have it on me, you know, and I'm, you know, not only gardening, but I'm in a boat a lot fishing, and so you really have to watch it. I mean, you should see when I'm fishing – I might as well be covered in foil. I mean, I have just about everything. I have a special hat, gloves, the whole bit, special shirts. Try and keep the sun off me, and I use that same stuff in the garden also.
All right, listen, tell them about Ireland one more time. Then we're going to come back and wrap up the hour with Doug. And again, Doug's going to be out at the Feast of the Seven Fishes of Christmas Eve 1 week from today, beginning at 6 a.m. Coons Market on McKnight Road. And we are looking forward to having him and Jessica Wallace are hosting their show. Go ahead.
Yeah, just, again, another reminder, next week the show's an hour early and we're going to be at Coons doing the show. And I can't wait because Seven Fishes is my thing. Yes, I'm going to Ireland in June. It's almost sold out. If you want to go with me, this is the time to look at that trip. It's on my Facebook page. We're seeing a ton of gardens. Besides Powers Court, which is a huge garden, the National Botanic Gardens, Mount Usher Gardens, and a bunch of others. We'll discover new gardens as we go. We have a great group that is going, and we're going all across the country. If you're interested in going to Ireland with me, this is the time to look at that trip. I know we're right at the holidays. It's a bad time, but it's almost sold out. You can see all the information at my Facebook page or at everybodygardens.com.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green. The Organic Gardeners. Biz Radio 1020 KDK.
Well, real quick before we're out of time, this is planning season. This is time to look at those seed catalogs, and I've got a couple of them that I really want to tell you about. The cover of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds is the most beautiful picture of a tomato I've ever seen. It's a tomato called Atomic Grape. You've got to see this thing. I'm going to be growing that Atomic Grape, and then one I got from them last year is called Black Beauty, and I gave a lot of plants away to friends, and that Black Beauty, it's the darkest tomato I've ever seen. It's like a purplish, and it tastes absolutely awesome. And I grew one last year that I love, and it's called Red Racer. It's available from High Mowing Seeds, which is an amazing company, all organic. That Red Racer is one of the best early tomatoes, and I did not get it in the ground until like July 15th, and I got tomatoes. Remember, the organic gardeners always aim to create a better place to garden
and a safer place to live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.